If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. Hidden in coral reefs, at the bottom of seas, near rocky shorelines, buried in the sand. Peekaboo, Mr. Octopus. If you ever wanted to know what aliens look like, I mean, I've never seen one, but I bet an octopus wouldn't be far off. Boneless creatures with a bulbous head, 8 arms and legs, blue blood, 3 hearts, in different sizes and colors? Well, that seems pretty alien to me. Here's the scoop on the arm-leg thing. An octopus actually has 6 arms and 2 legs. How awesome would you be if you had the same? You could play yourself at your favorite video game. This animal is highly intelligent. Well, when you think about it, who wouldn't be with 9 brains? They have 8 brains in their 8 arm-leg things, and a central one in the shape of a donut in their head. That means that when an octopus swallows, the food has to go through its brain. Their central brain has 180 million neurons, and there are more than 40 million neurons in each of their 8 arms and legs. Neurons are nerve cells that send and receive signals all over your body. Don't feel down. You've got about 100 billion of them in total. Your brain controls your arms and legs. But with an octopus, each arm is actually kind of independent with its own special brain, held together by a bigger central brain, kind of like the conductor of an orchestra. The central brain sends higher-level signals to each arm, saying things like, "Move to the left, there's a crab behind the corner," or "Touch this silly human's foot, let's mess with him a little bit." No matter how smart their arms and legs might be, an octopus still needs to look after them all the time. Not that they're going to get any crazy ideas and run away, but an octopus has no idea where its arm is unless it sees it. Yup, the arm is like a secret agent, sending detailed signals about things like taste or texture, but somehow its GPS got lost or something. Your body has a special ability called proprioception. Basically, you always know where your arms are, even if you can't see them. That's how you can scratch your back without suddenly thinking you have no arms, or even get up in the middle of the night, half asleep, walk around, yawn, grab basically any food you find with your eyes still closed. Whoops, sorry tiger, was that your tail? Yeah, and stuff your mouth with it. Nuh-uh, doesn't work with an octopus. This fella can't get any food unless it's looking at its arms grabbing it, which is probably way creepier for its prey. Come on, tiger, I said I'm sorry. There's a good reason for this feature. We have a fixed map of our body in our brains, but an octopus has a soft, fluid body that changes shape all the time. Having a fixed picture of what it looks like would be impossible for an octopus. It's so flexible, it can squeeze through a hole the size of a dime. That's how it can hide in tiny crevices, safe from big, sharp teeth. You're swimming around, snapping some underwater pics. You see an octopus, your eyes meet. Nah, relax! An octopus is more curious than anything. It doesn't actively go after people. It can attack when it feels threatened, though, or if you tease them too much. Also, it's not unusual for them to stick to your arm. They just want to see what you got. But that usually only happens when divers and snorkelers stick their hands into holes in the coral. Well, good. That's something I'd never do. If you're not into the idea of seeing an octopus on your next snorkel trip, relax. You probably never even see one anyway. Whales, bigger fish, seals, they all go after the poor octopus and are much faster. So it needed to come up with a good way to escape. It's not that fast, strong, or scary looking, but aha, camouflage. Perfect. Yep, you may think you're just looking at a seaweed-covered boulder, some cool multicolored algae or coral, and sometimes you may think there's only sand down there by your feet, nothing to look at. Well, think twice, because this animal doesn't just adjust its color to its background. It can also change the texture of its skin to camouflage even better. Smooth, spiky, bumpy, or anything it needs to adjust to its surroundings, all in the blink of an eye. Anything to add, water chameleon? These swimming geniuses like to use tools, just like dolphins, crows, and chimpanzees. For instance, Say some poor coconut shells are endlessly floating around in the sea with nothing to do. Great news for our octopus. It swims along and turns the shells into its own mobile home. They can maneuver rocks, open clam shells, and even some childproof bottles. The octopus is a quick learner, and there's a chance it even has a better long-term memory and short-term memory than humans. Yeah, right. Like it could, wait, where was I? Oh yeah, ink. That's what the octopus is most famous for. When something big and nasty is about to catch up to it, the octopus squirts its blackish ink to confuse what's ever behind it and can even temporarily blind it. So, don't mess with an octopus. What's the craziest thing you've done when you're bored? No need to ask an octopus that question twice. When you put an octopus in an empty tank without interesting toys, like flower pots, shells, bottles, or fun-shaped coral, it gets pretty stressed out and extremely bored. It can even eat its own arms. Still, that wouldn't be the end of the world. It can lose an arm for all sorts of reasons. If someone grabs it, an octopus can eject one of its arms to escape, like what a lizard does with its tail. Over time, the octopus can regrow a whole new arm. The giant Pacific octopus is the biggest octopus that we know of. One was 30 feet long and weighed 600 pounds. Hey, I only weigh part of that. A more regular-sized octopus is usually about 22 pounds. You know, cute dog size. The smallest one is a tiny 1-inch creature you can barely see. It weighs less than a fun-sized candy. An octopus lays a lot of eggs. Some can lay almost 100,000. Out of those, only a few will survive to become adults. An octopus has up to 2,000 suckers and grows really fast, gaining around 2% of its body weight a day. Octopuses eat shrimp, lobsters, fish, clams, sharks, or even birds. What can I say? They eat better than I do. Like the song says, you gotta have heart. Not one, not two, but some octopus species have 3 hearts. Living so deep in the ocean means living with less oxygen, which is why an octopus needs 3 hearts to pump enough oxygen around its body. In some species, the bigger heart stops beating when the animal is swimming. Their lifespan is not that long, around 3 to 5 years. What would happen if they lived as long as humans? They'd probably evolve super fast. Before you know it, they'd be running around, climbing trees with monkeys, developing a couple more brains, painting some cool pictures, playing chess, getting a job in a lab, realizing they can stretch their body out into a parachute and become champion skydivers. Well, maybe they'd keep us as pets. Since their lifespan is so short, there's one important thing they're missing out on: learning skills from their parents and siblings. They don't really care a whole bunch about their young, so an octopus needs to learn everything on its own, which kind of takes a lot of time. Discovering their superpowers, where to eat, where to hide, things they can do with coconut shells.